very strong market access at very competitive interest rates, I'm not so sure there's an interest rate advantage for us in going to the green bank. So in terms of cost, but as far as evaluating projects, there may be some things that are worth talking about. But it just seemed to me as though once I talked to Alex, it seemed like we had a lot of information ourselves that a lot of go to the Green Bank don't have.
Maybe I misunderstood you, Chris, but I thought that you, based on your experience with the Green Bank, that the Green Bank was only a bank. They these kinds of projects. Maybe I misunderstood you. I thought that you had indicated that they're really just a loaning mechanism where we already have a low interest access to funding.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Ray Sweezy.
Yes, Ray.
The Green Bank is a financial institution.
Can I please clarify the question to Mr. Martin? Mr. Martin, I thought you had indicated to me that the Green Bank is just a bank. It's not a a solar project in the waiting type. Is that true or not?
They do more than that, Scott. And I think Alex is better positioned to talk about the breadth of what they do. I'm not saying that they do offer a great value proposition to us, but I do think they do more than just facilitate projects for developers. I think Alex is on the phone. Could he speak to that, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Hello, this is Alex. Thank you for letting me speak. And Scott, to your point, what I also found out that was new information to me is that the Green Bank does offer two programs. The first would be direct project financing, which is what Chris discussed. You know, those are direct loans where, you know, we have rates comparable to them. And then the second, which they just started doing within the last year, which I think some of our commissioners saw, is they help municipalities do PPAs or power purchase agreements. This is something that the Green Bank just started doing about 2 years ago. It actually started because the state of Connecticut themselves were trying to do, like, you know, put solar arrays at like the Department of Correction facilities, and the state, you know, didn't really have the ability to do that. So they went to the Green Bank, and that's where the Green Bank started doing this. This started about 2 years ago. And I guess a year ago, they started opening it up to municipalities through what they call the Solar MAP program, which is Solar Marketplace Assistance Program. And I believe that's what the commissioner saw. That's what they're doing, helping with Manchester and a couple other communities. And basically through that Solar MAP program, is what they do is they'll aggregate a bunch of projects for several municipalities at once and then put together an RFP maybe for, like, you know, 15 or 20 sites, whereas they'll throw together like an Excel spreadsheet, and then solar developers then can, like, you know, enter a PPA price and then their terms, and then the Green Bank would help them, these municipalities, evaluate these projects and then implement them. So it's kind of like it's not necessarily a middleman, but it's kind of a middleman, because what happens is these municipalities now have to enter a lease agreement with, or a 15-year PPA with both the developer and the Green Bank. I'm not sure if all the commissioners are familiar with PPAs, but those are basically 15-year. Oops, go ahead, Scott. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's okay. I just want to cut to the chase here. I'm sorry. But I saw an email from Mr. Dykes, who is the husband of Mrs. Dykes from Deke. And full disclosure, he's your neighbor, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So did he not say, and maybe I misread the email, but I saw an email from him to you or Chris Martin. And I got the impression from his email that the Green Bank is really not like it's really not built for the NDC. Can you explain the email? I don't know. Maybe I'm
mistaken. Yeah, so, in legal considerations, so, you know, we would have to enter into multiple agreements with the Green Bank and solar developers. Our procurement rules aren't really set up to enter directly into an agreement with the Green Bank. You know, we do our own RFPs, which we've done in the past. Not only that, we have a much higher electrical standards than most of these municipalities, which would be very difficult. So in general, this program is not ideally suited for the district just because we are much more equipped to execute these kind of projects independently on our own. And it would be much better for us to do them on our own if we so desired.
Okay. Any questions for?
Yeah, Mr. Ray Sweezy, I have some to the fellow that was just talking, seeing you're one of our experts in this. Could you give me a full report on the solar that we now have in place, when it was put in place, how long it's been in place, what it cost us, what the revenues are, has it been working for us? Is solar something we should even be looking at the present time?
Yeah, so yes, the system we have in place is at Pequannock Water Pollution Control Facility. It's about a 320 kW system. That's a 15-year PPA. I believe we're in about year four of that 15-year PPA. I can certainly provide all the specifics and answer all those questions you had. We're finding is that, yeah, it provides, you know, that's a behind-the-meter system, so it provides power to the Pequannock facility. But I can provide you those answers.
Is it cost-efficient?
I'll provide the numbers to you.
Thank you.
You know, I think our upfront costs there are what we really need to look at.
Okay.
Well, Alex, what was our upfront cost?
Well, I don't need it right now. I just would like to know before we really get involved in this, if we need consultants, everything costs us money. Is it something that, if we look at what we've done, if it's making us money, then it's something we should probably look at further.
Let's cut to the chase. I've said this numerous times at numerous meetings. I'm not a fan of solar. I never was. It's not worth it. It doesn't work. Sorry, it doesn't work. We spent $250,000 on that project. We had to relocate utilities. We had all kinds of costs associated with that, and we're making $13,000 a year. So $13,000 into $250,000 is how much? Solar doesn't pay. It never has. It never will. The only people who make money on solar projects are developers. We do not make money. You get 6 watts per square foot on solar. 6 watts. A hair dryer uses 1,500 watts. How many square feet do you need to run a hair dryer? It's a lot of space. The only people who made money on solar was Solyndra, who went bankrupt after 2 years and took $150 million from the country. It doesn't work. It never has. We can analyze it to death. It doesn't work.
Scott, and I didn't ask you to analyze it. I asked you to
But we are analyzing it. Commissioners, we are analyzing it. We talk about this all the time, and there's a reason why it doesn't work. We'll analyze it some more, but it doesn't work. And we spend an awful lot of staff time on this. We spend $250,000 through a program with the ZREC program, through the state of Connecticut, through Eversource, and we're making $13,000 a year, and it costs us $250,000 to develop the project. So those are facts. And if we want to analyze this some more, we can, but it's a waste of energy.
Scott, I'm not asking you to analyze it. I agree 100% what you're saying. But I think if every commissioner on this committee or strategic saw the numbers, okay, I know you've said it a number of times, and that's why I'm asking. If we saw it in writing,
we gave it in writing.
It doesn't work.
Alex gave a presentation to the board and gave you a presentation on this. We'll give it to you again. We gave it to you on the hydro. We gave it to you on this. We will give you the information. We will give you the information. But I'm telling you, as my experience in 30 years in this industry, solar never worked. It will never work. The only way it works is with the government giving subsidies. And the only people who make the money on the project is the developer. Not the owner, not the municipality, because we cannot get the tax credits. The money that you make on solar is from the tax credits, and we are a nonprofit. We're not going to get the tax credits. The email that Mr. Drake sent us, and we will give you a copy of it, says that the Green Bank is not for the NDC. And Chris Martin was being nice. I don't need to be nice because we're spending a lot of energy on this stuff. But we will give you his email, and we will give you the numbers on how much we spent on solar on Pequannock. And we won the project. That project, as you know, with the ZREC program, everyone submits their project to the state of Connecticut, to Eversource. We won that year. We were the winner. And we're winning by making $13,000 a year, but it cost us $250,000.
Okay, Dom, you have your hand up.
Well, thank you. I agree with Scott that I don't think the Green Bank's for us. Newington and I think possibly Rocky Hill municipalities right now are using companies which are putting the solar up and just reducing their electrical costs with no expense to the town. Why can't that be utilized for the district?
Who are you asking the question to, Don?
Anybody that wants Alex? To answer it, I guess.
Maybe Alex?
Or Scott?
Sure, I can answer that. Those are – what you said right there is a basically a PPA, which is what we have at Pequannock. I think when you hear those stories, they're probably a little green-coated, if you will, to make them sound a little better. What we saw at Pequannock, these costs that Scott are alluding to, are items that came up that the town made us do. We had to end up doing a lot more site work there. A lot of times, these costs are not necessarily there or part of the story you're hearing. So I think, you know, in some cases they can work, but you need to proceed cautiously, as Scott has said.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? I hate to dispute what Scott's telling us, but, you know, the experience of the past doesn't necessarily mean of the future. We've made a commitment in the state to green power to in a very aggressive way. And the only way that's going to happen is if for municipalities and other entities to find ways to get away from, gas and oil, et cetera. So I don't think we're wasting our time here. I hate to disagree with our CEO, but so far projects haven't worked without subsidies, but it doesn't mean they won't. Going to our next topic, which was a consultant, given all these projects that are going on around us, I have been talking with different folks about, you know, projects within the state. And so I had given that, I offered up that idea to the committee. However, since then, knowing now about what Alex's expertise is and, you know, what we're hearing right now, that may not be something that would be right for us at the moment, or, you know, maybe we're missing something here. But I just wanted to bring that topic to the committee and see what people's thoughts were about that. But I think it probably should be tabled for now, unless anybody else had any ideas about that. Dom?
Thank you, Andy. Is it possible that we could bring a couple of companies in and give them a couple of sites and have them analyze those sites and see what they could provide for us without a consultant? I believe that Scott's right and Chris Martin is right. We have plenty of engineers and staff to analyze this. But if we could bring a couple of companies that offer this and have them look at a couple of sites, then we can hear right from them whether or not there's any cost or not, or whether or not it works.
Would be the best to answer that. Would that be you, Chris Stone?
Well, it's up to the committee if they want to have, can you hear me all right, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hear you. Yeah.
That would be up to the committee if they want to invite people to come in and give us their take. I think it's, as indicated by others, it's a little premature to retain consultants or to pay any money to have those people come in. But if they're willing and, whatever information we have on sites is public information, we can provide them with that. And if they're willing to come in and give their ideas or their pitch on what the solar development possibilities are for these sites, that's up to the committee. And certainly they can invite those people in.
Chris, so weren't you saying, though, if a company were to present to us that would preclude them from bidding on any similar projects going forward?
Well, they're coming in for informational purposes, right? I'm not convinced that they'll necessarily get any proprietary information from us, any information that's otherwise available to the public. So them educating us won't necessarily disqualify them. But
this is Kelly. I just wanted to add that would be considered market research, and we can do that all day long as we don't commit to anything. You can have them in to discuss.
Okay. All right. So.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
Ray Sweezy again. After I have to agree with Scott to a point. After we see the numbers, 13,000, we spent 280, and I don't know if he's taken in all the consultants and stuff we paid. So I bet you the number runs over that. Now, I've checked with the town of Rocky Hill again today. Rocky Hill has 40 acres in the second phase of the industrial park. They did all solar. We own the land, the town of Rocky Hill. Tesla, the car company, owns the solar panels. After the town has to buy the, and I don't know exactly how it works, but the town buys the energy and then they sell it back and they get a credit. Because we own the land, last year the problem was when the company Tesla bought it, nobody mowed the lawns, okay, in between the solar panels. The town, they didn't believe it was their responsibility. They just leased the land. Well, supposedly, because they leased the land, the grass grew up, the weeds grew up over the panels, and there wasn't that much electricity generated. The town told me, John Merritt, they only made, and I'd like somebody else to talk to them about that, but I think they only made like $9,000 when it was all over. They tied up 40 acres. Now, the reason they haven't developed it is for the town to develop those 60 acres there. They'd have to put roads in and everything, and it would be millions of dollars, okay? So they had this open land. But I don't think the towns that are doing it are even making that much money. I think we could check. I don't know if you had Chris Martin do it or if you had Alex do it, whoever you wanted to have do it. Check with some of the towns that may have solar and see if they're actually making any money, because I don't think they are. I mean, we got a proven site, 15-year deal at 13,000. You're not going to make back what you put into it. check with Rocky Hill. They've been for 3 years now in, you know, involved with the solar panels. I don't think they make anything. I think it's been more a headache than actually what they've brought in. I have no problem listening to companies, but I think we ought to check with a couple of the towns in the district that have it and see, you know, have somebody from staff or somebody check those before we go further and having companies come in for a sales pitch on solar. I'm not saying other ideas I like, but solar, I just don't know if it's going to work.
Mr. Chairman? So, Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
I'm sorry, Ray. I didn't mean to interrupt, Ray. Go ahead.
Well, I think it was done.
Done.
You finished, Ray?
Ray, you're done, right? Yeah, he's done.
Oh. You know, I listen to Ray. I think the basic issue here, the people who did make the money is probably Tesla, because they're buying, they can use the tax credits. That's the problem with the municipalities. They can't use the tax credits, so they've got to sell them off and buy Tesla paying for the panels. They were eligible for the big hit, and that's the tax pay, that's the tax breaks. Municipalities can't do them. They have to sell them.
Exactly right, Bill.
Yeah. Anybody else? Okay, then in that case, I think we move on to opportunity for general.
To staff on, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Is there any further discussion on direction for staff to deal with solar at this time?
I think we'll have to just talk offline and see if there's consensus here.
We don't want
to waste staff time, but
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Dom.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Payne, could we just have staff reach out to maybe West Hartford, Newington, and maybe some of the other towns and see what they have and report back to us? And then we'll have a better idea whether or not it's worth having some companies coming in to see us.
That sounds like a plan.
I second that. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor? Go ahead. Who's that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it's Commissioner Vecino. I have a quick question.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as a solar EV charger?
I believe so. Isn't that what they're advertising nowadays with Tesla batteries? Is that what you mean, Rich?
Well, we have, at several projects I built, we put in the EV chargers, but they're connected to the electrical system. The MDC is the second largest landowner in the state. Obviously, most of our land is in very, very suburban or rural areas. Mm-hmm. But I would like someone to investigate further if we should, because as going forward, there's going to be a lot more electric cars on the road, and eventually they're going to outnumber the combustion engine. So they have to stop and they have to plug in and they have to get electricity. Now, the electricity now for 200 miles usually costs, they say average, it takes about 60 kilowatts, and it costs like 12 cents a kilowatt. So to travel 200 miles in an electric car costs you about $7.20. If we could do something, and even if we started in the reservoir over in West Hartford with some EV chargers, and we put a rate in there, that would say 20 cents a kilowatt hour, just kind of a pilot program. Not only do we own a lot of land, we own a lot of easements through all kinds of property. And those easements provide us with the opportunity also possibly, and it's a needed service going forward. For people with electric cars, I know a couple of friends that have them. They're always hunting and pecking, looking for a location to charge their car, or they run home and plug it into the garage. I just want to know if solar and EV chargers are intertwined at all, because then you would not need that electrical service. So instead of paying the $7.20 to Eversource at 20 cents a kW, the whole $12 would go to the one charge on that EV charger. So I just want staff, if somebody could look into the fact if an electric vehicle charger, EV charger, can be powered by solar strong enough so it could charge cars, and whether or not we could do a quick, you know, a pilot program somewhere, because going forward, I just think Tesla's going to take over the world with cars, that's for sure. I see more and more of them on the road. I talk to more and more people that complain they have no place to get their car charged. So just a thought. And this is the revenue committee, and it's a small step, obviously. It's not a big generator of cash right away. But if we could be the ones that provide that service with a return on that investment, because EV chargers aren't that expensive to buy. So that was just my thought. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No,
excellent suggestion. We'll certainly add that. Were there any other points? I thought we were going to take a vote, but any other points here?
Chairman Adel?
Yes.
Yes, this is Commissioner Hoffman.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, it was a little late, and I got into the call at the start of the Green Bank discussion. But what I wanted to ask is, was there, and I may have missed it, was there ever a five-point proposal that said, here's what we're looking at, here's what we expect to accomplish, here's what, you know, et cetera, just some highlights of what we're looking for? And I wasn't clear after the discussion about solar whether or not we're just sort of fishing. And I don't mean that derogatorily, but if we're looking to see what we catch, or is there a specific item, service, and useful source of revenue that we could actually get, regardless of who's in favor of solar or not in favor, whatever. I heard those arguments, and I appreciate that. It's not something I have a particular bent on, so I have no predisposition to any side. So I'm just wondering if we can get something a little more defined.
That sounds fair. I think that's certainly something with, I think, Alex's guidance, we might be able to zone in to see if there is anything such as Commissioner Ficino's idea that we haven't considered yet. Again, I think going point back to my point about the state moving us all towards a green energy solutions, you know, our governor has committed us to that. So if we can contribute to that effort, even if it doesn't mean making a lot of revenue, I certainly don't want to see us losing money like Pequannock. But if we can come up with different ideas, then we should at least, you know, say we tried, even if it doesn't go as far as we'd like.
Thank you.
But we do have, I think we have a motion and a second on forwarding to staff for some guidance here, and perhaps to Commissioner Hoffman's point, a couple of points, and trying to narrow our focus rather than too much scattershot to Scott's, you know, frustration. We want to scattershot this thing.
Anybody? Thank you.
Do we have the language? Do we have the language straight on what we're voting on? Dom said to reach out to a couple of towns. I think you said, Dom. Could you better articulate that for?
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Chairman. I was thinking that maybe we could reach out to the some of the district members, like Newington, West Hartford, I think, has done quite a bit of solar. Maybe Bloomfield has, I'm not sure. But maybe we could just reach out to some of the towns, get some of the facts for sure from them, and then we'll know exactly whether or not it was helping our municipalities or not.
Okay. I second that. I had seconded it. I just wanted everybody to understand that we're voting.
Okay. So we have a motion and second on doing a little bit more research within the municipalities of our district. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, good. So that's what we'll do. And next would be, I guess, opportunities for public comments, general public comments.
Yes. Yes, please. This is Judy Allen. Just quickly, I appreciate your identifying that there are some reasons to pursue green energy other than just making money. And in terms of the EV chargers, if you had those at the reservoirs where people are doing walking and bicycling, it takes a while to charge a car. And if you had them there, it's something people could use while they are also using the recreational facilities. I have an electric car, and I know that finding places that I can go and spend some time there is helpful. And I would be willing to pay money to charge my car if it's a convenient location. So I like that idea. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Judy. Yeah, I do too. I think that might be very beneficial, and at the very least help our reputation as a very environmentally friendly company, or municipality, I guess you might want to say. Any other public comments? Any commissioner comments or questions? Okay. In that case, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Pardon me. One more thing. Actually, Chris mentioned that we had gotten back several bids on the net metering, and we couldn't, or initially I was going to have that on the agenda for today's meeting, but we hadn't gotten far enough. But I think we've made some progress. Is there something you can share with the committee?
If I may, yes, Mr. Chairman. Those we received the five responses to the bid solicitation. Those are presently being reviewed in-house. And there's a meeting on Friday with our on-call energy consultant to go over the bids. So we'll have something to report in short order, just nothing to report today.
Okay, excellent. I wanted just to bring that up because one of the reasons I wanted this discussion was because we have the solar panel versus net metering, and yep, one kind of pretty precludes the other. And if we've gotten a solid, if we can find after the bidding is done and we find a solid partner there, that may answer our question for us.
Well, there was a healthy, response to the solicitation, but I caution that that's only one step of the process. The other step is getting the virtual net metering credit funding from the state, because right now, as we sit here today, the funds that were otherwise available have been used up, have been taken. So it takes a bid process, but it's also going to take an act of the legislature to increase the available funds.
Yes, thank you for bringing that point up. I'd forgotten that point, but thank you. Okay, in that case,
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
I have one last question, if I could.
Well, yes, Tom.
Thank you. This is Commissioner Payne. I have a question for Attorney Stone. Are we spending any money reviewing this information with consultants or engineers or any outside people at the present time that you were talking about?
As of today, no. And we do have an on-call energy consultant that we've used, J.K. Muir out of Rocky Hill, I believe, who have been on call. They are our consultant through a competitive bidding process. I'll let you know what monies we expend for her services, but she's an expert in the field, has advised us in the past on energy solicitations, and I know that she's has been provided copies of each of the five responses, is reviewing them, and there will be a meeting on Friday, so there will be some costs associated with that, but she's doing things that we otherwise don't have the exact expertise to accomplish. So, but other than that, to date, no. The answer is no.
Thank you very much.
This is Scott Jellison. Just to clarify, this is a different program than the traditional hard build solar project. So this is not a project where, like the Quantic, where we're going to build solar panels on our site. This is a program that was developed with the state and with the energy Eversource and it's different than we have referred to. Virtual net metering, by definition, in the programs in the past, was exactly that. You were basically, as a energy producer, like at our hydro facilities, you were producing power, let's say at Colebrook, and you were virtually net metering using that power that you're generating at Colebrook.
Different location.
And instead of selling it to the grid, you're basically giving it to yourself, which instead of paying, 8-10 cents per kilowatt hour down in Hartford, you're producing it at 1 cent and you're using it at 1 cent plus some carrying fee that you have to pay Eversource. And that is not this program. This is a program where developers are actually building solar projects across the country. Could be somewhere in California, and they're submitting their project to the state of Connecticut, and they're looking, and they need a public partner because of the tax credits. They need a public partner that they can identify as a quote load source. The project doesn't require the MDC to actually use the power. It just requires you to be a partner on paper with the project to identify your load. And so in that case, and some of the towns have done this, I know Windsor has done this, is you wind up with basically a portion anywhere from 12 to 20% of the credit that's given back to you by the developer for purposes of signing the agreement. But you're not required to use the power. You're not required to build anything on your facilities. So it's a very uniquely different program than we've looked at in the past. And as Chris mentioned, the problem that we have is there is no money. So we're hoping that when we get our RFP completed and we select a developer, we'll be in the running to submit to the state and to Eversource once funding is put back in place for the program.
Okay. All right. Well, so some solar projects do work, then, I guess. All right. Well, then we have a motion and second. So thank you, everybody, for coming, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.